Cinderella by Bruno Bettelheim. As with all of Perrault's stories, the trouble with his Cinderella is that he took fairy tale material, either Basile's or some other Cinderella story known to him from oral tradition, or a combination of both sources, freed it of all content he considered vulgar, and refined its other features to make the product suitable to be told at court. Being an author of great skill and taste, he invented details and changed others to make the story conform to his aesthetic concepts. It was, for example, his invention that the fateful slipper was made of glass, which is in no other versions but those derived from his. There is quite a controversy about this detail. Since in French the word verre, which means variegated fur, and verre, glass, are sometimes pronounced similarly, it was assumed that Perrault, on having heard the story, mistakenly substituted verre for verre, and thus changed a fur slipper into one made of glass. Although this explanation is often repeated, there seems no doubt that the glass slipper was Perrault's deliberate invention. But because of it, he had to drop an important feature of many earlier versions of Cinderella, which tell how the stepsisters mutilated their feet to make them fit the slipper. The prince fell for this deception until he was made aware by the songs of birds that there was blood in the shoe. This detail would have been immediately obvious had the slipper been made of glass. For example, in Rashin Coatie, a Scottish version, the stepmother forces the slipper onto her daughter's feet by cutting off her heels and toes. On the way to church, a bird sings, "Minched fit and pinched fit, beside the king she rides, but bra fit and bonny fit, in the kitchen nook she hides." The bird's song brings to the prince's attention that the stepsister is not the right bride, but such coarse mutilation would not have fitted in with the polite way in which Perrault wished to retell his story. Perrault's story, and those directly based on it, depict the character of the heroine quite differently from all other versions. Perrault's Cinderella is sugar-sweet and insipidly good, and she completely lacks initiative, which probably accounts for Disney's choosing Perrault's version of Cinderella as the basis for his rendering of the story. Most other Cinderellas are much more of a person. To mention only some of the differences, in Perrault it is Cinderella's choice to sleep among the cinders. When she had done her work, she went to the corner of the chimney and sat down among the cinders, which led to her name. There is no such self-debasement in the Brothers Grimm's story. As they tell it, Cinderella had to bed down among the ashes. When it comes to dressing the stepsisters for the ball, Perrault's Cinderella, all on her own, advised them the best way in the world and offered herself to do their hair, while in the Brothers Grimm's version, the stepsisters order her to comb their hair and brush their shoes. She obeys, but weeps while doing so. As for getting to the ball, Perrault's Cinderella takes no action. It is her fairy godmother who tells her that she wishes to go. In the Brothers Grimm's story, Cinderella asks her stepmother to let her go to the ball, persists her request although turned down, and performs the impossible tasks demanded of her so that she can go. At the ball's end, she leaves of her own accord and hides from the pursuing prince. Perrault's Cinderella does not depart because she considers it right to do so, but simply obeys a command of her fairy godmother not to remain one moment after midnight, because otherwise the coach will again become a pumpkin, etc. When it comes to the trying on of the slipper, in Perrault, it is not the prince who searches for its owner, but a gentleman sent to look for the girl it fits. Before Cinderella is to meet the prince, her godmother appears and equips her with beautiful clothes. Thus, an important detail in the Brothers Grimm's and most other versions gets lost, namely, that the prince remains undismayed by Cinderella's appearance in rags because he recognizes her inherent qualities, apart from her outer appearance. Thus, the contrast between the materialistic stepsisters who rely on externals and Cinderella, who cares little about them, is reduced. In Perrault's version, it does not make all that much difference whether one is vile or virtuous. In his story, the stepsisters are considerably more abusive of Cinderella than in that of the Brothers Grimm. Nevertheless, at the end, Cinderella embraces those who have vilified her and tells them that she loves them with all her heart and desires them always to love her. From the story, however, it is incomprehensible why she would care for their love, or how they could love her after all that has happened. Even after her marriage to the prince, Perrault's Cinderella gave her two sisters lodging in the palace and married them the same day to two great lords of the court. In the Brothers Grimm's version, the ending is quite different, as it is in all other renderings of the tale. First, the sisters mutilate their feet to make the slipper fit. Second, they come on their own to Cinderella's wedding to ingratiate themselves and have a share in her good fortune. But as they walk to the church, the pigeons, probably the same birds which had helped Cinderella earlier to meet the impossible tasks set her, pick out one eye from each, and as they return from church, the other. The story ends, and thus for their wickedness and falsehood they were punished with blindness for the rest of their days.